Hello, everybody. Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. I hope you see this. If it's backwards, I can't tell if it is or not right now. The camera always changes around. We're going to talk about something that is going to affect every household in America. It is going to affect everyone's pocketbooks. And it is one of those psychological damaging effects, or it's about to bring a psychologically damaging effect to so many people. And I want you to be prepared before. I've used this channel before and it's come under attack. And quite frankly, if you can read this, whether it's straightforward or not, I got a little bit of information from someone of how to possibly break this, what's going on with this channel. I know I got to talk cryptically. Let's dive right into the story first, okay? So, oh, wait, I'm going to go to an insider of mine. An insider sent me a text the other day. Oh, good. It's right side up. I'm looking at the live stream. I can't say who this is or what company he works for. It's a big logistics, automotive industry style company. He just texted me this: Werner, large truck fleet, 57% drop year over year in third quarter net income. That is with a fleet who has an average age of tractors, average age, the truck and trailers, the tractors, of 2 years old. ArcBest had 61% decrease in third quarter net income year over year numbers. Covenant Logistics had 73% year over year decline in net income. Thank you to everybody that's going crazy in the chat room. In the third quarter, Landstar, a 39% decline, Forward Air, an 82% decline. We are witnessing right now one of the greatest collapse in the freight and logistics trucking industry in the history of our country. And yet, we're not in a recession, right? As a matter of fact, the GDP just exploded. There are so many things that so many people have no concept of. And this is one of the most amazing bellwether indicators I could describe to you. So here we go. Here's a story out of Fox News. And please, please, please understand. And thank you to everybody that's typing anything and everything in this live chat to goose and juice the algorithm, because this kind of information has to get out like crazy. This story is out of Fox News. It's entitled Expert Details, the impacts of the Great Trucking Recession and the impacts the Great Trucking Recession will have on Americans. It says JKC Trucking co-owner Mike Kurowski reacts to worries truckers feel amid California's push to ban diesel fleets on the bottom line. This is a lot more than just this, okay? America's trucking industry is in a dire state, which is bad news for the American economy because it serves as an indicator for the mood of consumers and their pocketbooks heading into the holiday season, one expert warned. Let me say this. In 2007, 2008, Warren Buffett famously picked up for pennies on the dollar all kinds of stocks pertaining to the trucking and freight industry, primarily railroad stocks, because they were getting hammered down so bad. And while he was picking these stocks up for pennies on the dollar, and I want to remind you that Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway right now is moving, they are at the largest cash hoard that they have ever had in the history of the company. The reason why is because they're about to do it again. And I want you to know why. Okay. And stories like this about the Great Trucking Recession shows you our economy is collapsing. And if you are not prepared to take advantage, like, don't just sit around and like be okay, I got some emergency food and we're going to be okay. This isn't a time to survive. This is a time to get ready to thrive. I don't want Berkshire Hathaway getting richer. I don't want BlackRock getting larger. I want you becoming more successful, you becoming richer, you finding more happiness, you having more time. And you can't do that without hard work, but also preparation. And you can't prepare until you see what's going on. That is what this story is about. It says post-pandemic, there has been a surplus of trucks and drivers compared to the amount of freight that needs transporting. As lockdown spending slowed and the cost of living continues to rise, more truckers are fighting for the same loads, which results in a dogfight between truckers and trucking companies. JKC Trucking Vice President and co-owner Mike Kurowski told Fox News Digital. Again, my insider telling me about all these companies. We're talking year over year drops in the third quarter. Warner down 57%, ArcBest down 61%, Covenant Logistics 73%, Landstar 39%, Forward Air 82% declines. We are in an absolute catastrophe economically. But I want you to understand, this isn't the time to hide your head like an ostrich in the sand. This is the greatest opportunity you have ever been handed. Think about that. Think about the opportunity right now. If you would have known about the Great Recession, I made hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in my side hustles as people were losing their jobs, losing their homes, losing their cars, losing their tractors. It was insane. And here's the truth. I'm trying desperately, because a lot of people would say, well, I can't believe you're going to take advantage on people's misfortune. No, they got themselves into that. And you know how a lot of people got themselves into misfortune? It's because they believed the mainstream narrative. As I'm doing this, think about this. In the live chat, you might be watching this video after we're done with this news story from Fox Business about the great trucking recession. And what does it mean to you? These people right now in the chat room know exactly what's going on with this channel, because it's being suppressed because of the truth, getting the truth out before the mainstream media does. And they're out here just typing anything and everything, just going nuts in this algorithm, trying to juice the algorithm, because that's what they want, right? They want their advertising dollars. I don't care about the money. I care about getting it to the people. But the truth is, sometimes people won't listen unless they have financial stake, a financial stake in that ground. They won't pay attention to it. But this right here tells you the truth. When you see freight collapsing, freight shipment costs, and the trucking industry going into a cataclysm, like it is collapsing, that shows you the economy is not where the president tells you. It's not where CNBC tells you. It's not where Jim Cramer tells you. All right? All those gurus out there, the get out of debt guys, they're wrong. They don't have a concept of where they are in this cycle. Or if they do, they're not telling you while they sell everything behind your back. I hope you understand this. It says, everybody's calling this the great trucking recession. And it's true, because all the trucking companies right now are in dark times, he said. This is not a good time to be in the trucking industry. Just to paint a picture, the trucking industry is the engine that drives the American economy forward. We're fueling growth and prosperity by transporting goods to where they need to be. When the engine breaks down or stops, it works like a heart. When it ceases to be, when that ceases to be, it brings the entire economic system to a halt. Yellow Corporation, for example, which is one of the nation's oldest and largest trucking companies, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in August, laying off 30,000 employees. Convoy Inc., a Seattle-based trucking startup that was valued by investors at $3.8 billion just last year, shut down last month. Yellow Corp box trailers sit at a terminal on June 28th in Medley, Florida. Oh, this is just a photo, sorry. Because, he says, volumes are down, we may even see more trucking companies go out of business. It's going to be really interesting and scary to see how this all unfolds over the next few months because what happened in the last 2 years. Now, JKC Trucking specializes in particular sector of the trucking industry known as LTL, or less than a truckload carriers. Less than truckload carriers have gotten hit really bad, especially when you see how a lot of them that work primarily for logistics companies like FedEx and UPS, they've gotten the short end of the stick. As UPS and FedEx raises rates, they don't necessarily put those, they do not carry those costs, those higher fees down to these LTL carriers. And it's very important to understand that when this system breaks, as companies close up, there isn't another logistics company to fill that need. So even though there's too many, we're flush with trucks and drivers right now, if we see the right amount of logistics companies fold in the end of this year and into early 2024, you may see a crash in a way that the supply chain breaks, the chain that holds it together, where Amazon can't fulfill its deliveries because it can't get enough truckers to fulfill it. Then they're racing around to try and find another logistics company. Kurski Kurarski explained that freight volumes specifically are a critical indicator of the status of the industry as well as the economy. But he said right now the industry is experiencing volume volatility, meaning volumes and rates are down due to supply and demand. Obviously, an increase in freight volume typically suggests the economy is growing as it indicates greater demand for the goods and services, he says. These are very simple concepts to grab onto. And this is where you go as a real estate investor, go, okay, freight's falling off. The consumer is dying. They're hurt. They're severely wounded. They're about to see this in the forefront. I'm going to hold off on buying. Sometimes just holding off. I've told so many people in the last year, just hold off. Hold off on buying a house. And look, and most people, all they think about, put the monthly payment, the monthly payment. I'm like, if you think like only about the monthly payment, you're not an investor, you're a speculator, and you're going to lose eternally. But just look at this one person that I a very famous person, actually, quite famous, came to me and wanted to buy a house. And I said, just hold off. And all these financial YouTubers are telling them, just go do it. Go do it. You're nuts. And that house that they were looking to buy has fallen almost $100,000 and still for sale. And they came back to me and said, you were the only one that told me to wait. And I'm like, think about the bigger picture. And that's why stories like this about freight and logistics teach us how to be better real estate investors, how to figure out what's going on in the future. Again, I want to thank everybody that's doing this right now because you're absolutely crushing it. I could actually tell by the way this video is performing right now as we speak. And thank you to everyone that's hit the thumbs up button too to spook the algorithm. Now, check this out. The pandemic, they're talking about this. This presents new challenges or hurdles for truckers, okay? This is our work from home. Kurarski also said, another factor in the great trucking recession is diesel fuel prices, which are a major operating cost for trucking companies. It costs more to deliver goods, and therefore the cost is passed on to the consumer. Consumers are feeling strapped for cash due to the increased costs and interest rates. They are holding back on purchases, seeing what's going to happen. And now we have our drivers sitting on the sidelines with no work. It's a vicious cycle, and all the trucking companies are in a dogfight to get this volume because we went from 100 miles an hour to almost a complete halt, he added. Until the entire economy corrects itself, we're going to be in a slump, and we're going to continue to see trucking companies go out of business. Everyone is in bad shape. I don't care if you're Amazon or a one truck operation, everybody across the spectrum is affected. He also said that the current economic climate is the aftershock of the, you know, Americans had more money in their savings, but after COVID, people had depleted their savings, which had led to bad economic decisions. He said, a truck carrying a load of cargo from Mexico pulls into the border. The holiday season is often a boon for the trucking company, but he says that the spending has dropped off after Thanksgiving last year, which resulted in the worst holiday season since the 2008 financial crisis. Crisis, just so you know, does not come overnight. It is these steps, one step leads to another step down, to another step down. And we are seeing them left and right. I've been warning about what was coming in October since January. And look at what we've seen. A new war breakout, spending go absolutely insane. And the bond market is melting up on a percentage basis. Nobody is coming to get our bonds. To me, that's crash. That's collapse. But there are so many people that are waiting for it to be announced on Fox News or CNBC. And they're going, okay, peasants, here it is. The crash is here. You're all screwed. You're all being laid off. Where the crash actually started in September of 2019. Remember that date. It will go down. The news doesn't want you knowing about September of 2019. Why? That was only 6 weeks before something came out of China. It was because the banks were crashing and no bank trusted another bank. And they were charging over 12.5% to loan money overnight to each other. Most people don't understand how this happens. And then they flushed the economy with money, just like they did after the Depression in 1920. This is the greatest opportunity of your life. I'm going to pin, I think it's in the description, the top line of the description, a bombshell video on my other channel, Real Estate Ninja. You have to go and watch it. It's about the mortgage-backed securities crisis, and it is in crisis right now, and you're not going to see it on the news. Why? Because the government has finally figured out that the jig is up, and they're being caught. of what they've been doing, and they've been giving loans to people that could not afford them and should never have been given them in the first place. And then I'm gonna go right to a live stream right after this on the Real Estate Ninja about the reality of what's going on with those adjustable adjustable mortgages right now, and how it's gonna hit a massive brick wall at the end of this next year. You want opportunity, you wanna level up, well, start paying attention to what's going on behind the scenes. And information like this in the trucking industry straight up proves what is going on. I wanna thank everybody at Ninja Nation that just made this the most successful live stream. My insider was right. Go crazy on these live chats and type whatever you want, go nuts. We've gotta wake this algorithm up, because this channel, and I just want to thank who sent me that information. The Economic Ninja is going over to the Real Estate Ninja right now to do that next live stream. I'm out. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.